Episode 28 of the Walking Leader podcast is rule number 6 of Great to Follow. Watch out for the cranky old timers. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and the upcoming Great to Follow. How are you? I'm glad you stopped by and are listening. I do appreciate it. Let's get started. Rule number 6 of Great to Follow, the second book in the Walking Leader trilogy. Not out yet, but it will be out very soon, so watch out for it. Very early in 2015. Rule number 6, watch out for the cranky old-timers. At first glance, it may seem that avoiding the cranky old-timers is an easy thing to do, but it's the most difficult one to accomplish. See, every organization has at least one or two of these cranky old-timers, if not more. Now, that's okay. As I mentioned earlier, every organization needs them. They definitely need the cranky old-timers. Then again, there are some organizations that one is one too many. Trust me, I know. I'm not naming names and I'm not naming organizations, but, I used to work at one. And, oh my, one too many, one was, yeah. That's besides the point. We're not here about that. We're here about it's that it is important for anyone, not just followers, but leaders, to know how to identify them as quickly as possible. Especially when you start off in an organization, don't get blindsided. See, once you identify them, it's even more important to know what to do with them and what not to do. Now, don't get me wrong, not all cranky old-timers are to be avoided, but there are some that have resolved themselves to bring others down no matter what. No matter how hard you try, they're going to bring you down, and that's just their mission in life. Then again, there are others that just seem to get by until they are forced out in mandatory retirement. See, it's all about attitude with them. And that's why you have to make your decisions early on with them. Now, it's been my experience that the cranky old-timers are needed and are important to the organization, and that they bring an unexpected dose of, wait for it, reality to the workplace. I really believe that. I am by no means saying that you should believe that every cranky old-timer brings value to the organization, but what I am trying to say or advocate is that every organization should get rid of anyone that is not pulling their own weight, no matter how new or how long they've been with the company. See, there's no room for positive growth if there is one bad apple in the bunch. Everybody has to be... I shouldn't say a bad apple. Maybe more like a spoiled, rotten, dripping, you know, it's got that liquid and it's just ugly. Now it's starting to spoil it. But, you know, if it's got a dent or a bruise here or there, that's fine because you can still move forward. But if there's just that rotten apple in the bunch, positive growth is just not going to happen. And reality is that there will be some individuals that management of the organization has recognized as needing to go a long time ago. And they've been, but they're still there. These individuals will eventually catch on that management has not done something to either move them to a position that minimizes contact, or better still, remove them from the company payroll. So guess what? They're going to continue to grow and fester. So as a new hire or an up-and-coming rock star in the organization, the sooner you learn how to deal with such individuals, the sooner you can skip past them and just move on without them. Now, those cranky old-timers that bring value are the ones that have been doing something right. See, over time and for any number of reasons, their attitude changed. They might absolutely love the job that they do, but are not happy with the company or the management, the practices of the organization, or a particular staff member or whatever. Yet they keep coming to work and keep banging out great value by giving their work, their work ethic top priority. See, not all cranky old-timers are bad for the organization. What is bad is their attitude and disdain towards the individuals that they see as making them behave that way. See, they usually leave the newcomers relatively alone. However, should you seek them out, be mindful. Or should they seek you out, be even more mindful. While it is it's okay to seek out all that is good in your organization, just be careful. The good ones, the ones that have a beef with the management or the leadership, but deliver, are the ones that will still take a while to get to know and get beyond their suspicion. However, once you get beyond their protective walls and are taken into their confidence, again, be careful. Be careful not to get poisoned by whatever it is that ails them. You know, they could still be doing good stuff, but again, they don't like something. Be careful that they don't drag you into that. Get out there and get to know some of the good, cranky old-timers. Be careful not to fall into the trap that some of the really cranky old-timers may have for you. I mean, you know, they'll set it and wait for some new guy or gal to step into it. And the next thing you know, you're knee-deep into it. And once you're knee-deep in it, it's very hard to get out. Well, there's usually one way to get out of it, but you don't want to go down that route. So they will do this, you know, to test your mettle, but again, be careful. You know, the old-timers that bring nothing to the organization but their negativity, well, some of them, well, most of them have become old-timers by doing the barely minimum that qualifies as meets expectations, and not one bit more. It's very sad, and unfortunately, so very true. It is those old-timers that do one thing very well, and that is to poison the organization's culture by their words, their deeds, and have no shame when it comes to spewing their venom on anyone and everyone. Unfortunately, no one is immune to them. However, by identifying those individuals early on, you can also avoid them and, or at least, you know, minimize the effects of their poison. So I guarantee you will be bitten once or twice, but don't fall into their trap, and especially do not bite back. And worse still, don't join them. Do not join them. Now, what happens if one of the cranky old-timers happens to be your supervisor? Well, you certainly have an uphill battle ahead. However, don't feel that all is lost. Quite the opposite. Keep your chin up, tighten up your armor, and get ready to go charging forward. See, you will most certainly have a rough road ahead. However, if your cranky old supervisor was present at the time of your interview and was part of the final decision-making process to get you hired, then consider that you must have done something right to impress that cranky old-timer. And that's pretty good. So get out there, get to work, but be ready for almost anything. Most of all, when the cranky old-timers are preparing to strike, either walk softly and carry a big stick, or better still, just take a new path all the way around them. Again, do so at your own risk if you interact with them, but by all means, know who they are. Watch out for them. Look for them. Identify them. Who are the good ones? Who are the bad ones? Who will make things happen for you, and who will just push you into their pit of vipers, and good luck, you're on your own. Be careful. So again, thank you for listening to episode 28 of the Walking Leader Podcast, and we're talking rule number 6. Watch out for the cranky old-timers in the great to follow. Let me know what you think. Dave@DaveGuerra.com, and you do that. That's for my email address, Dave@DaveGuerra.com. And as always, follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. Let me know you saw, you listened, you clicked on it, you got to this point in the podcast. I do appreciate it. And until next time, we'll talk to you real soon. Have a good one. Take care.